Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. When we think about fall in Kachemak Bay, we often picture salmon runs or migrating birds. But what if I told you that the forest floor holds one of the most dynamic communities of the season? Every fallen leaf becomes a shelter for life beneath it, where insects, mites, fungi, and worms recycle autumn's bounty into spring's growth. Scientists who study soil call the leaf layer the litter horizon. It's a thin band, but it's buzzing with activity. Decomposer beetles chew through tough plant fibers. Springtails, tiny ancient arthropods, hop around feeding on fungi. Mites scrape at decaying tissue, and earthworms patiently grind everything into richer and richer soil. If you look closely, you might spot a rove beetle darting through the duff, a rough woodlouse tucked under spruce needles, or a predatory centipede prowling for insect larvae. Snails and slugs play their part too, rasping through alder leaves while spreading fungal spores. Even tiny pseudoscorpions wave their pincers at unsuspecting prey. What fascinates me is that these creatures don't fit neatly into categories. A beetle might be a predator one day, chasing down smaller insects, and a decomposer the next, munching on a rotting leaf. A mite will scavenge, parasitize, and recycle, all in the same season. Even the fungi that thread through the litter blur the line between consumer and creator. In Kachemak Bay, this process is crucial. Coastal forests are shallow-soiled and often nutrient-poor. Without the recycling work of leaf litter communities, nutrients would simply wash away. Instead, they're broken down, reabsorbed, and stored, supporting spruce, alder, and willow growth the following spring. When I kneel down in a pile of damp leaves, I'm struck by how much life is hiding there. It makes me think about the ways I sometimes label myself and others. Family, friend, helper, employee, supervisor. But those labels don't always capture the full picture. In fact, they often don't. Just like the soil community, we shift roles depending on the day, the season, the need. That fluidity isn't a weakness. It's what keeps the whole system strong. Next time you step on a crunchy leaf this fall, remember, it's not just litter. It's a stage for one of the most diverse and dynamic communities in Kachemak Bay, one that turns endings into beginnings. This is Lillian Wangler, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.